I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. There's going to be a whole lot more Google on your mobile phone pretty soon. Friday, the Federal Trade Commission approved Google's $750 million acquisition of AdMob, a mobile ad service. Some FTC staff members had said the deal would give Google too much power in the mobile advertising space, but the deal was approved on a vote of 5-0. Google also launched a test version of an encrypted web search service late last week. They say it's a way to make sure no one snoops around as to what you've been Googling. And that's kind of ironic, given how upset many people are at Google for snooping around. See, there's a site called Google Street View. For years now, Google has sent cars to drive on streets around the world, taking pictures of what they see, and then those pictures are incorporated into Google Maps. But now governments and privacy advocates in the U.S., Germany, Spain, France, the Czech Republic are upset because it turns out Google was collecting more than just images. Danny Sullivan is the editor of the blog Search Engine Land.
They were also logging Wi-Fi hotspots to try to better produce mapping data. Then they can better figure out, oh, you must be in this location, and give you more localized search results. And it turned out they didn't just log the name of these hotspots, they actually started capturing some of the data that was being sent out on them as well.
How were they doing that?
Well, they say it was a bug, that they were using code that was supposed to just capture the names of these hotspots, and instead it actually just listened in on this data. One way I've tried to describe this is if you think about somebody who's actually driving in a real car down the street and there's people out front in different houses that are on their porches talking. If they're talking in the clear and they're talking in a language you understand, then you're going to be picking up snippets of their conversation as you drive by.
They claim that this data collection was accidental. How does a company like Google not know that it's saving data?
It's as if they had this huge, giant spreadsheet with all these different columns of information. You know, location of hotspot, name of hotspot, and then maybe, you know, 800 characters of what they recorded from that hotspot. And nobody noticed that there was that other column or noticed that there was information in there because nobody actually needed to use it. It's a big screw-up. There's no doubt about that, and they are terribly embarrassed, and it's going to have big repercussions for them. But it's really unlikely that they have much really private data to begin with. A lot of Wi-Fi information is already encrypted. If you've ever set your home Wi-Fi up and it says, do you want security, that security is designed to prevent anybody from listening in on what you're doing. Secondly, because the cars were constantly moving, as I said, they were only getting little snippets of the conversation. And then if you were doing any real private transactions on your computer, like if you were going to your own bank, your browser would have established an encrypted conversation with your bank, and Google wouldn't have been able to even get a little tiny snippet of that. So the actual private information should be really tiny that they have. They say nobody ever looked at it, but the PR blowback is much, much larger.
A representative of Google said in an email to us that the data collection was, quote, quite simply a mistake, a failure of communication between and within teams, unquote. They say they've stopped having Street View cars collect Wi-Fi network information and have temporarily grounded all the cars. And they say they're working with regulators in the relevant countries to go about destroying the data. Obviously, Google would like the matter to end there, but it won't. Michael J. Songer is with the Kroll and Mooring Intellectual Property Group in Washington.
Essentially, the law says from the Federal Trade Commission that if you say what you're going to do and you're only going to collect certain things, you can't go beyond that.
Presumably, laws in every country are somewhat different. How much legal jeopardy are they in?
They could be in more legal jeopardy internationally than in the United States. The one law on the books in the United States says that you have to intentionally collect the data. Google has said that it is not done it intentionally. Overseas, it's a lot different, and there may be liability.
So are we looking at a PR black eye for Google or actual sanctions that can change how they operate?
Both. Certainly a PR black eye, and you've seen that with the statements that they've come out with already, trying to backpedal and explain their actions. Sanctions would probably be available and overseas more than in the United States, although the FTC has said that it is investigating the issue.
What might those sanctions look like internationally?
Usually money. They come down with fines or sanctions. Usually will be coupled with a request to change your data collection policies as well.
Michael J. Songer of Kroll and Mooring Intellectual Property Group. We also heard from Search Engine Land's Danny Sullivan. For more on this issue, go to futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.